Finance Minister Biti presented a $3.8 billion budget for 2013 in the August House today, with the biggest chunk going towards education and health. Biti allocated $1 billion towards education, while $407 million was set aside for health and social services. Biti said the 2013 national budget was driven by demand in areas of macroeconomic stability, attraction of foreign direct investment, food security, dealing with high unemployment levels, and the provision of social services, among other issues.
Development and prosperity and underdevelopment and poverty are byproducts of the choices we make. On the contrary, Honorable Speaker, the pursuit of programs and ideologies of exclusion, delegitimation, predatoriness, patronage, and rent-seeking lead to poverty, underdevelopment, enclavitivity, and disintegration. Therefore, as we enter the shadow of an election year in 2013, the lessons of the last four years must guide our political leaders to place the people in their developmental challenges first, appreciating the primacy of peace, mindful that as a people, our only home and heritage is in Zimbabwe. Thus, the 2013 national budget must play its part in prioritizing the development aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe.
Biti said government was in the process of crafting a land policy, which is now at the cabinet stage, that will put closure and finality to the land reform program and the land audit. Some economic analysts have blamed the country's economic downturn on the chaotic land reforms embarked on by President Robert Mugabe's former administration.
Mr. Speaker, you also see in this statement that government is in fact finalized a land policy which is still to be adopted by cabinet. And some of the things that are addressed in this land policy are the following issues. Number one, finalization of the fast-track land reform program and the land audit. Defining the judicial framework governing property rights, and in particular the restoration of the land market, i.e. that long lease. This is critical. Development of human capital infrastructure, biological capital and research, including taking into account climate change. Strengthening the use of technology, including ICT. Establishing a reliable and consistent private sector models of financing. Establishment of the commodity exchange. And this is something that we have given the resources. The commodity exchange has to be established next year. This business of farmers selling to the GMB and waiting for 6 months to get paid is inefficient. Farmers, like they do to tobacco, must take their stock crop to a market and get paid there and there, by a method that encourages clear price determination, supply and demand. So this is something that cabinet has spent a lot of time dealing with. Then, of course, the issues of compensation, supporting agricultural training and extension service. So we are walking the talk. We are giving priority to the key issue of social delivery.
The minister proposed a raft of reforms in the financial services sector, which include the creation of the ombudsman, whose main job would be to protect people from banks that he said were reaping more than enough from bank deposits and charges.
We propose, Honorable Speaker, for any term deposits of US$1,000 and above, held over a period of at least 30 days, we are proposing that that should attract a minimum of 4% interest per annum. So any term deposit that is 1,000 and more for a period of 30 days, it should attract a mandatory minimum. If you want to give 12%, that's a fair and good. I know that Nigel Chanakira would want to do this. That's fine. You can do that. However, to the extent that most of our people are earning a salary that is below the poverty datum line, it is our direction that no bank charges will be levied on any deposit of $800. And below.
The minister said the country needs to re-inject capital to restart the economy because of its poor performance. He said the country was importing more goods and services more than it is exporting.
Mr. Speaker, you also see in this statement that government has in fact finalized a land policy which is still to be adopted by cabinet. And some of the things that are addressed in this land policy are the following issues. Number one, finalization of the fast-track land reform program and the land audit. defining the judicial framework governing property rights and in particular the restoration of the land market, i.e. that long lease. This is critical. Development of human capital, infrastructure, biological capital and research, including taking into account climate change. Strengthening the use of technology, including ICT. Establishing a reliable and consistent private sector models of financing. Establishment of the commodity exchange. And this is something that we have given the resources. The commodity exchange has to be established next year. This business of farmers failing to selling to the GMB and waiting for 6 months to get paid is inefficient. Farmers, like they do to tobacco, must take their stock crop to a market and get paid there and there by a method that encourages clear price determination, supply and demand. So this is something that cabinet has spent a lot of time dealing with. Then of course the issues of compensation, supporting agricultural training and extension service. So we are walking the talk, we are giving priority to the key issue of social delivery.
Minister Biti said the country's economy could grow by 5% next year, depending on good rains and political stability in the face of elections expected after the holding of the constitutional referendum.
The year 2013 should be the year our political systems and processes demonstrate the political maturity of Zimbabwe's leadership and people, drawing lessons from the harsh experiences of the politics of destruction that we have seen in the past. Mr. Speaker said, 2013 can and should be the year in which we liquidate our cyclical politics and convert the same into virtuous politics of inclusion.
Biti also increased the excise duty on alcohol and cigarettes while suspending duty on the importation of motor vehicles by tourism operators as the country prepares to host the United Nations World Tourism Organization General Assembly. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.